USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Claiming new progress against Islamic State extremists in Syria, President Trump said some European nations are now willing to take on detained Islamic State fighters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We're hopeful that every country that has persons detained in these camps will accept those back into their country. Not just European countries. There are many, many countries around the world who have had people leave their country and go to fight alongside ISIS in their campaign in Syria.
The president pushed back at criticism that his Syria moves were damaging U.S. credibility. He touted the U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement as Kurdish troops claimed the combat has not yet been halted.
We are in a very strong position. We are also in a position where we could put tremendous, powerful sanctions on Turkey or whoever else we want to.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson can't make up his mind when it comes to Brexit. Parliament has demanded he sent a letter to the European Union asking for a delay in leaving the organization. But he's also sent a second letter insisting that Britain leave at the end of the month as he wants.
Do or die for the Prime Minister quickly turned into disappointment and delay.
Order!
The ayes to the right, 322. The nose to the left, 306.
Parliament approved an amendment that postponed the vote on the Prime Minister's deal. A setback for Johnson, but good news for Brits who want to remain in the EU.
We don't want to break up of our union. We want to stay in Europe. We want to stay aligned. It's good for us. And we need to stay and we demand another vote. And that's why we're here.
Johnson says he will take the country out of the bloc by October 31st, no matter what. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
California is implementing a new warning system for earthquakes. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Earthquake early warning alerts will become publicly available throughout California for the first time over the weekend, potentially giving people time to protect themselves from harm, according to the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. The nation's first statewide quake warning system has debuted with the 30th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake that ravaged San Francisco October 17, 1989, as well as the annual Great Shakeout Safety Drill. Warnings produced by Shake Alert System will be pushed through two delivery systems, a cell phone app called MyShake, and the same wireless notification system that issues Amber Alerts, meaning people may receive both notifications. The state earthquake app developed at the University of California, Berkeley, is now available for download to iOS users through iTunes and Google Play stores for Android phones. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Striking GM workers are finally voting on a tentative contract. The deal includes pay raises, higher quality health insurance, and $11,000 signing bonuses. But it doesn't prevent three factory shutdowns, including Lordstown, Ohio, where Tom O'Hara is a union leader.
Many of us from Lordstown are extremely disappointed that we didn't survive through these negotiations, and you know, we're also angry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.